listening to Jan Talk.
Go.
We in the jungle, baby.
Number one.
This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend talk.
Take a shot with the coupe. Pull one, better yet, pull two.
Yo, it's the Gin Talk Podcast, the most dangerous podcast in the world. Groovy Drew's not with us tonight. He'll be back the next episode. I got Trav. I got Shell. And tonight, we're talking about, are we really living in a simulation? And what we mean by that, are we really basically living our lives from man-made, you know, barriers where they said we can't do certain stuff and they program, it's basically like programming your mind or, you know, setting, conditioning your brain to stay complacent. Where it doesn't really, people are not really reaching their potential.
Me personally, I don't believe that because shit, everybody control their own destiny for real. Yeah, somebody might, you know what I'm saying, can limit your opportunity, but overall, you control your own destination, especially when it comes to stuff like that. Because shoot, a lot of people tell themselves that to feed themselves that's not to be. Oh, they can be a lot working on being a better person, being the best spot in life. So shoot, that's just almost a cop out to like, hey, you just ain't on your shit. Like, get on your shit. Yeah, gatekeepers and shit, but it's always way around the gate. So shoot, if you just gonna settle for that shit, you just gonna deal with what devil just gonna be. Shit, we break out of barrier if we want to. Whatever you settle for,
whatever you're gonna get. Yeah. But, you know, they just try to set things up. Like, you know, certain people have certain opportunities. If you're in this certain type of group, you know, you'll get favoritism. If you're doing this, or you with this, or you do certain favors for people. Everybody, like everything has barriers because they condition everybody to be in fear. So when you watch the news and people buy into the shit, just basically the common average person. I know we know better to not to listen to everything in the news, but some people just listen to everything in the news, and some of that shit is fake, and which brings fear into people, and people just, you know, stay in their lane. They don't try to go into different avenues, or they just be stuck in their ways, and that's why sometimes we don't grow as a society because people still stuck in their ways, and people get, you know, shamed, or they get taught to not like, hey, stay right here. You don't need to do that. You don't need to do this and all that shit. Like, everybody's is like conditioned. Like, I know we know better. Like, we ain't gonna let nobody stop us from tracing our dreams. But some people are just get talked down. They just listen to other people instead of listening to what the fuck they got. They want to. Basically, they don't have their own narrative. They listen to other people's narrative before they even, you know, have their own opinion about shit.
It still go back to self-control or whatever you like. Are you in control of what you think too? Like, a lot of people watch news, but a lot of people don't. A lot of people get their news and stuff from like fake hosts online, like fake sites. Like I'm trying to say, fake news, all that. A lot of people get that shit from them. So shit. Yeah. That's again people like shit. Creating their own barriers instead of like shit. Ain't nobody make you do it. You decide and follow that for real.
But I was asking, are we kind of basing this off of what I sent in the group last week?
Yeah.
Because I think what the guy was talking about is basically like we're living off of man-made things like. Man-made the time, like somebody came up with the time. Somebody said, okay, 5:00 is evening.
yeah,
you know, 12 o'clock is midnight, that type of thing. So I think that's what he was basically, he was basically saying, like, nothing is real for real. Everything is man-made. Like,
yeah,
me saying I'm going, you know, to McDonald's. Well, somebody made a McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. Like, everything got a name for it. Like, a cup. Somebody made that name, a cup. That type of thing. So he, I guess he was just saying, like, everything is man-made.
Man-made, like, names, nothing, numbers, and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
and nothing is really real.
That's what he was saying
on there. And that's what we talking about. But what y'all talking about, like, I understand what y'all saying, because, like, I think we live off what society tells us how we should live. Like, society says we supposed to get married.
Yeah,
society says we supposed to reproduce. Okay, of course we got to keep, you know, population going, because, you know, that's how the world go around. But society says that you should do this and you should do that. And I think that's how we live our life. If we just live our life off of what makes us happy and not worry about what society says. Because personally, I don't care to be married. There's a lot of people out here that's married. I know somebody that I went to school with and I chopped it up with her. I chopped it up with her and she married, you know, with kids or whatnot, and she was just telling me how, you know, she loved her kids and she loved her husband, but she, you know, sometimes she missed that single life, you know, not being married and, you know, not having kids. So you'll just be amazed how some people out here want to live the life that we live. And I mean, there's people out here that want that married with kids life too. So I mean, I live my life now on what makes the lay happy. I don't care if I got friends that's getting married or engaged, or friends that's buying a house, or friends. I congratulate them, but I don't envy nothing, because I'm doing what makes Shalay happy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's how I look at things. I don't never look at. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We are our own gatekeepers. Like, we control our own path. Like, if you constantly looking for our happiness from other people's, our happiness and what other people doing, you'll never be happy. You'll always be miserable. Every time you think you got some shit, you see somebody else doing something or got something, you're gonna disvalue what you have in your opinion. So shit, we are the gatekeepers to our own. Like, everybody, every individual, their own gatekeeper to their individual life. Happiness, you like shit, old girl saying in mixers, like, hey, her success ain't everybody's success. Like, my success ain't everybody's success. Like, that's basically what it is. You gotta, like Shell says, gotta do what you do to make you happy.
Yeah.
You are, people don't be a gatekeeper a lot. Let's see, a lot of them be your gatekeeper.
And like, people get them cute. And that's
and
why
start
people
talking down on people who might not have as much as the next person, you know what I'm saying? Because that person that might not have as much as the next person might be just as content and happy with their life, and the person that got this and that might not, you know, might not have, they just ain't even happy, depressed and everything else. So you just came down a person for not having as much as the other person.
True. And that's one thing about society, they will turn, that's why I don't get why people want to show off sometimes, because 10 people gonna like it, 10 people ain't gonna give a fuck, and 10 people gonna hate you. So everybody being trying to be stressing themselves out to be a success, or stressing themselves out, so I want to be like this, I want to be like that. I mean, take your time. You got one go at this life. We don't know what happens. You know, I'm a Christian, but when we die, either you're going to heaven or hell, or, you know, God's got something else planned. We don't know what God's plan is. So when you go out there and you stress yourself out because you want to be like so-and-so, or this person is, I'm 30 years old, but this 21-year-old just got out. They didn't go to college. He making more money than me. You got to focus on your road, your path, and all that. But at the same time, society will try to direct you into other detours and shit and they're gonna make you not, you know, feel whole. It's a lot of people live their life. They actually, they just be going through life. They ain't living. They just working, trying to keep up with everybody, and they ain't really, you know, living their life. They got everybody in their business. They got everybody, you know, trying to direct how they supposed to live. And you just gotta live your life.
Yeah, can't live your life nobody else. I don't care how you, what you got going on. Like, you can listen to people. You can be have a situation like you'll be happy in, but you listen to other people like, dang, are you real? You'll make other people question, are you happy? That's the worst thing. That's the worst thing you do is let somebody else question your happiness when you're happy.
Yeah.
I just don't know who told the world that everybody supposed to have the same type of life. If that was the case, the born. So I don't know why people feel like everybody.
She said that was the case, the world be born, and everybody had the same shit, had the same life.
If everybody lived the same way, I mean, the world would be born. Like, who said that every woman has to be married? Or who said every woman is supposed to have kids? Or who said a woman at a certain age, she's supposed to stop going out and partying? I mean, who said that? Man said that. Society said that. There's no set rules in life. That's how it is. It ain't no guidelines. Life don't have guidelines. People just, the man made them guidelines, and you shouldn't follow what man said, because there's no such thing. Everything, like the guy said, everything is made up. Everything is made up.
Yeah,
it is.
And they be saying, do this, go to college, do that, follow. I said, man, all these billionaires didn't do the right thing. Y'all tell us to do what we do. Don't take shortcuts. Man, all these billionaires taking shortcuts, loopholes, and all that shit, and they being successful. Everybody want to go through the traditional route, but when you try to go through the traditional route and all that shit, sometimes you don't end up. You know, sometimes you just got to see if you see an opportunity to be successful and change your life, do that in a legal manner where it ain't affecting nobody else. Cause you think people go through college? You got people going through colleges, paying people to do their papers, all that shit. People getting the hookup on so and so to answers and all that. And everybody saying, "Well, yeah, I study hard and all that." Nah, get it by any means. Get this money. And half the money's real. We collecting fucking slave owners on green money. When you think about it, if you want to go deep into that shit, we killing everybody over some damn paper. Because why? Because we want to live. Because we want to live comfortable. So we can go on vacations and experience. Because society tells everybody what the fuck to do. Because I could have sworn back in 1996, nobody was eating crab legs like that.
Hell no. I know for a fact, my family wouldn't eat no crab legs. Well, my mama, she just started. Well, she started liking a little bit of seafood, but nah, we wasn't eating that in our household. We eating everything else but crab legs.
Yeah, you know, they wasn't eating that. Now, they eat shrimp back then, but they wasn't eating no crab legs.
You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't going to lie to you. When I be seeing these clubs in Atlanta, it's the same menu. Lamb chops, macaroni and cheese, and crab legs. It's the same menu. Like, everything's cookie cut. Everybody want to be the same. Everybody want to catch up. They want to be, look at me, look at me. And I don't get it. I mean, yeah, as I get older, I just be looking at the world different. Because I look at the world way different than I did back in the day. Because it's just like, back in the day, you know, they just say, go to college, go to school. And you know what I'm saying? Get you a nice house, start you a family, or, you know, do whatever. Nowadays, people just want to be seen. People want pats on the backs and shit. Like, at the end of the day, that shit don't matter.
Mm-mm.
You got to figure out what matters to you. You got to look yourself in the mirror. Sometimes you just got to go away and, you know, work on yourself. And that's what some people need to do. They need to go work on themselves before they even try to, you know, get into relationships and all that shit. But everybody going to do what they want to do. So next time, sometimes you just got to look at people who do the most or do some most buffoonery shit and just be like, hey, that's on them.
So I suggest everybody take like a detox from whatever social media they always are on, because, you know, people always talking about people hating on them, or so they basically always sound depressed on Facebook, and always into it with somebody, or always thinking somebody after them, or people ain't being a friend. It's just something always negative. So I just suggest people just take detoxes. I take sometimes a month off from Facebook. I just took like 3 weeks off of Facebook. Last week I got back on when I had went to that 90s party and posted pictures or whatever. But I feel like that's something that everyone should do, because sometimes it's just draining. And like you were saying earlier, like the world has changed, and I'm wondering, like, is it our generation that's making the world change like this, or is it social media that's making the world change like this? But the world is real pathetic right now.
Yes,
it is. And then I also wonder, like, but I also wonder, has the world always been like this and we just never knew about it because we were either young or we just didn't have social media to put it out there? Like, you know,
really?
Because it's always scheming-ass people in the world. It's always been fake people in the world. It's always been people talking about you behind your back. You know, it's always been criticism in the world. So is it because we're just now learning how people really are, and social media is exposing people? Or is it just our generation that's just really just ruining the world? Because, I mean, it's kind of starting with the 90s babies, like 90s into the 2000 babies.
Yeah.
I think I won the 80s.
I mean, I think you got to think about it. Growing up in the 90s, I think, yeah, as children, we probably didn't see how, I think we didn't, till we got older, we didn't see how, like, our parents, you know, went through, you know, doing adult things and all that, like taking bills and all that stuff. Actually, we kind of got it easier than them. Because you think about it, they ain't have the resources we got now. Like, any given time, we can order some more. We can do this. We got easy access to everything. Back then, you had to wait a certain time. You know, people, you ain't really talk to your friends like that. You probably call them on the phone when you get to the house, and that'll be it. And you know what I'm saying? You ain't had no GPS. We had to use Atlas and all that shit. So it was tough times for them. It was tough times for our parents and our great, and our, you know, our grandmas and all that. Well, we got it easy. And you know what happens when a society gets easy? A lot of shit gets a little weak. And when shit gets a little weak, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be some hard times. And then hard times make strong people. Then it, like, repeats itself.
But see, I understand that part of it. But as far as, like how the world is changing, as far as, like, people, you know, judging people and people feeling like they gotta live a certain way, look a certain way. Like, you know, plastic surgery was a thing, but it wasn't as bad as it is now. Like, nowadays, everybody getting all kind of shit done to them and looking like whole different people. And I feel like, Trail, you work with, you work with, like, depression type stuff, people too depressed and stuff, right?
Yeah.
What you work with, like, so it's like kids nowadays are more depressed than we were. I just feel like, I mean, I get what you're saying on that spectrum, but we are definitely more weaker than our parents. Like,
I'm just saying, like, think about what we value as a kid to now, to the kids that want tablets and J's and all that. I mean, did we really, really care? Did we got some shoes and we was happy with it? And we had clothes. We just wanted to go outside.
But see, that's the thing, though. Why is kids like that? Because of us. These are our kids.
Yeah.
These are our kids. We the one raising them. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, it started with us.
Yeah.
Well, you got some kid, you know. Yeah, you right.
Yeah, they get it from their parents. It's the rig. West guy from the parents.
You know, back in the day, whippings and all that. And some, you know, I got some friends that be like, I'm never going to whip my kids and all that.
I mean, I feel like we came from a good generation, but we are the generation that's starting.
We started. You might as well say we are bad parents. Our generation have bad parents.
Yeah, and I've been said that. I think I said that in another show that we had, episode we had. Like, we are not doing what we're supposed to do as parents because we are trying to be their friend. Hell, we clubbing with them. We smoking with them. We doing all that. And it's like I said, it's starting with the. It might be like late 80s, early 90s, but on down. And then the generation, these 2000 babies. Oh Lord, have mercy. They just
stay in the house.
They just. Oh my God.
Good Lord.
But I'm with you on that. Like, I definitely look at the world a lot different now than I'm older and wiser.
But yeah, we exposed to a lot of shit. You know, nobody was seeing folks getting killed on a daily basis. We weren't seeing people you going.
Oh no, they were back in the 90s.
Well, how can I say this? I understand. I know what you're saying. I'm talking about, you know, you be in your house and you be on social media. Somebody put a video of somebody getting killed or some shit like that.
No, you know what I'm saying? That sense.
Oh, yeah. I know some people. Back in the day, you had to hear about it, you know. Because even on the news, they're not going to show a dead body, you know. Yeah, but so nowadays, you can just see a dead body, like, laid out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And that's why you see people overstimulated. Like, right now, you see ass, you see porn everywhere. You back in the day, you'd be happy if you saw like BET Uncut or some late night HBO shit back in the day. Nowadays, you just go ahead.
Tapes.
Had to put Cartoon Network on last. Yeah. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody get on Twitter and they'll see some shit. And then you get on Facebook, they'll see some shit like everything, twerk videos and all that. Everybody getting overstimulated. That's why you see a lot of men get ED nowadays because they overstimulate. They see ass, and then next thing you know, everybody doing all the other crazy shit. So, but it's like we grew up, you know, as dreamers. I think our age was like a bunch of dreamers. We wanted to do this, we wanted to do that, you know, because back in the day, you know, our parents had to sacrifice a lot and they made sure that everybody, because you think about it. You get on Facebook, everybody really had the same childhood.
Yeah.
You see some items you see, it's like, damn, we had that, I had that, we did that, I experienced that. That shit crazy. Like everybody was raised in a certain pattern in a generation. So that's why you got my folks talking about, oh, you remember back in the day we used to do so-and-so, so-and-so? Because our generation, we used to go outside and we used to be creative. We used to make shit up.
Yeah.
That's what everybody, a lot of creative. Nowadays, everybody just want to get on TikTok and dance and be comedian. This is a comedian stage because everybody got jokes these days when you think about it.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's serious. Like Rich be saying, he said, somebody going to make a meme. The fucking asteroid coming to Earth is going to blow up everybody. They're going to make a meme.
Yeah. Man, about that.
Well, everyone be cracking jokes. Ain't nothing but jokes nowadays. Nobody takes shit serious. Like, we're going to World War III.
And that goes back to our generation. I feel like our generation, like, we are kids at heart. Like, we don't take nothing serious. Like, all we do is laugh and stuff. Like, we are the most childish generation ever.
We were creative.
We are.
Don't say our dreamers and creatives, and then we pass it down because, you know, we creative, we joke. Yeah, you're right. You're laughing and all that stuff. Still.
We are definitely the most childish generation, like, ever. Like, and you can just get on, just, hell, Facebook, Instagram, and you just see how people just be just playing around so much. Like, And like, I mean, I remember my mom laughing, but I don't remember her acting the way I act, like goofy as hell.
Same here. Goofy as hell. A lot of people don't be taking shit serious, and trust me. Yeah, so I don't know, but it's gonna get easier because you think about it. Like I said, if you want to go, like if people want to go back to college and shit, they can go back to college because it's easy as hell. Because resources everywhere. Back in the day, motherfuckers had to pay for the books, had to go to the library. That motherfucking library closed, you over with. Cause you had no Google. You better buy the book. And at a certain time, you ain't had no, you know, dial up and all that shit. Nowadays, you just go for, hey, here the fucking book right here for free, PDF for.
Yeah.
Dang, it really.
Hell, you by can the look time, the answers up on Google. Hell.
Hell yeah.
That's so cool.
And like Travis telling me, sooner or later, $100,000 ain't gonna mean shit.
It ain't shit, man. If you look at $1 million, ain't shit.
Yeah, $1 million, you lose, you blow $1 million in a fucking hour. In an hour and be gone. Fucking dollar don't mean shit no more. It's gonna be, when we gonna be 50 years old, it's gonna be so many millionaires, it's gonna be stupid. For fucking buying Twitter for what, $44 billion? Like it ain't nothing.
It's gonna be probably like a normal thing.
Yeah.
Like eventually it's gonna be a millionaire gonna be normal. And then probably a billionaire is gonna be where everybody gonna wanna reach, because millionaires gonna be so, you know, it's gonna be so many out here.
Yeah, the future gonna be scary because you got AIs and all that shit. They might fucking make it AIs. Watch this. AIs gonna take over the world and this shit gonna be scary. They're gonna have AIs have babies and shit, and they say, you know, hey, by the time we dead and gone, I give about 22 something, they're gonna have a bunch of AIs and the world gonna be fucking different. Like it's gonna be unheard of. Like you got this, it was I forgot the dude's name. He trying to get his wife's consciousness put into a computer so she can live forever or some shit like that. Like this shit is crazy. This shit is unheard of.
Yeah,
so that way
just be prepared. Just prepare for whatever.
And we say all that because we say this: there's no barriers in work, in life. If anybody can attain it, you can too.
Yeah, no, I said to me, there's really no such thing as gatekeepers unless it's yourself. Like some people, like a lot of times, people can't get out their own way.
Yeah,
and that'd be the problem.
Be setting their ways, and you think about it too. There's no excitement, and like people are just gloomy. People ain't got no drive, and they just get, you know. Sometimes you gotta put yourself around good people, and that's what you just gotta pick and choose who you hang around with, and you gotta watch what you watch on TV. You gotta watch what music you listen to, cause you just sitting there listening to sad ass music, you're gonna be sad, and if anything you feed into your body, it's gonna cause an effect. So if you feel like shit and you do crazy shit, you just gonna feel like shit.
Yeah, you always hang around shit. Know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, whatever you feed your, what you feed your conscious, that's what you gonna become. Like shit. That's pretty much like you wanna be stressed out, shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey man, to me, everybody choose your own journey.
Yeah. Don't listen to nobody say. Don't say, motherfuckers be like, well, certain people can't make it so other people can shine, and I fuck all that. Live your life. Don't even listen to what other people say, because people get it out by any means sometimes. As long as you ain't harm nobody, I say that. As long as you're not harming nobody, get it by any means.
Yeah. It'll be necessary.
So. But yeah, what else we got? What y'all feel about that Dave Chappelle shit?
Oh shit,
what?
What you say?
I said I don't even know what happened. What happened?
And Dave Chappelle was doing something for Netflix, and some guy came up there, tackled him,
and had some kind of like gun with a knife and up something up there, and Busta Rhymes, Jamie Foxx, and some other security guards beat the fuck out of him and broke his arm.
This happened. Where was I?
It was Tuesday, wasn't it, Trail?
Yeah, I think about Tuesday.
Yeah, okay. Then Chris Rock came out of nowhere. Chris Rock came up to him, hugged him. He said, "Was that Will Smith?" All this shit.
That's crazy. These people are just insane.
Yeah, comedians ain't say so much. Everybody's scared of. Nobody can't speak their opinions. Everybody got a problem with somebody.
Yeah.
So what
yeah.
he said for the man to go up there?
He ain't say shit. He does the narrative he brings with like transgenders and like abortion and all that stuff. I guess people get mad. Like this whole, like, you going back to this generation is soft as fuck. Because you think Bernie Mac could have, God bless it, if Bernie Mac was still living, he still had the same jokes that he be doing, you think they'll try to cancel him?
I'm sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, back in the day, they let jokes fly, and everybody, you know, like in the 90s with Martin, Eddie Murphy. They said the shit, the stand up with Eddie Murphy, they were trying to cancel him for the shit he said from his old special. Yeah. Like this whole generation is just sensitive as hell for some reason. But
yeah.
But who knows?
Now, everybody, with Smith, I think they could just walk up and just act crazy on people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he do. Look, they happen to be walking up the stage and started a trend.
And Will Smith in a toxic relationship. He gone somewhere. I know one thing. Jada come back. Jada gonna probably sometime next year, she gonna come back to that red table and talk about that whole incident.
Yeah, we know she is.
Yeah. Y'all free will. You deserve that. This shit crazy.
Hey, look, y'all, this is our subject. This is our subject. But I'm scrolling Facebook and somebody said, laugh out loud. I keep seeing posts saying, what's your Mexican name for the day? And then he said, if Mexicans posted in February, what's your name? Nigga would have wanted to fight.
You said what again?
You were breaking up.
God damn.
Yeah.
I'm going to start over.
All
right. On Facebook, I was scrolling Facebook. Can y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I was scrolling Facebook and somebody made a post. He said, laugh out loud, I keep seeing posts saying, what's your Mexican name for the day? If Mexican posted in February, what's your black name for the day? Shaniqua, niggas would have wanted to fight.
Yeah, they would.
Mm-hmm.
Black people are more racist people. Racist groups.
Ooh, that's a whole nother episode, because I swore I saw a full Lord. We are the most racist. Yeah. We feel like we just say all kind of shit about other races, but as soon as somebody says something about us, we get offended.
Yeah, black folks.
It's a whole different conversation.
It is. I just be looking on social media. I said, what y'all be getting mad about?
Every little thing. About us to be so childish, like, yeah. Who laughs and celebrate other people's death? Like, that's one thing I do not play about when somebody dies, because that's something you cannot come back from, and people just laugh at it like it ain't nothing. Like, really? So if this was your mama, your brother, your dad, your sister, and then somebody was laughing, you'd be ready to fight.
Hell yeah. I don't play about that shit. I mean, he just had his own opinion. And half the time, he don't be on women. He be on men, too.
Yeah. It's just like the truth hurts. Truth always hurts. Right? People can't accept their truth. It's like, gotta be accountable for this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He have his own way of delivering his message. So, shit.
But, yeah. Same like a soldier. The drill sergeant has his way of delivering the message. If you're gonna be an asshole, you're gonna be an asshole about it. It's the way you say it. It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Yeah.
And he just was straight to the point. Hey.
Man, you gotta be blunt. People don't get a West Coast, man. Shit, you be timid with it, shit, they gonna pay the line.
Yeah. Don't do that. There you go. Back crying on the shoulder. Now you know what? You a fool if you do this. I am. You keep doing it, you're gonna be looking like a fool. Keep on. Don't think twice then. But it's come from a place, if it comes from a place of love, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
I'd rather somebody tell me the truth than just be fake about the shit. Those are your real friends. Hey, y'all stop being butthurt about every goddamn thing that comes on the damn news. Y'all be fake caring about shit so y'all can get some damn cookie points or some shit to impress people. And that shit is so lame as fuck. Like, I get on social media, I said, nobody cares about your opinion, really. Unless you just... Not really. You probably get a few likes. Probably gonna have that one post to get a 10,000 likes, but that'll be it. It ain't paid a bill.
Yeah, I'm sorry. These posts today are hilarious. I'm sorry to interrupt y'all.
No, you good.
I gotta let y'all hear this one. This man said, welcome to Ever Caro, me, large top shelf, holder within Houston Rim. Buddy, for tripping today.
No, they getting that big money today.
Yeah, people crazy.
They making that money tonight.
Yeah. And just like I said, it's going back to what you were talking about earlier. Shit. Following the
own
league.
Basically. Oh yeah. Everybody does follow the league. Who's really doing brunches? Now everybody wants to do brunches.
It wasn't even the same thing. We just had breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Nah, it's a
everybody
brunch.
Wanna do
it's
brunch.
An in-between breakfast and lunch.
I mean, live y'all life. Do what y'all want. But
I ain't gonna lie. I've been to brunch, so I ain't gonna just sit here flip. I done been
to
brunch.
Brunch.
No, I said I done been to brunch, so I ain't gonna sit here and flip. But it is funny. I was saying everybody got a brunch now.
Yeah.
I don't remember hearing nothing about a brunch going.
Everybody likes French toast and mimosas. Ain't no wrong with that.
Except for me, I don't really like French toast.
You like French toast?
Yeah, no.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Waffles?
I don't really do white waffles. I barely taste it. I don't really like all this shit like that.
Sausages and stuff and bacon. I got you.
Yeah, like hash browns and shit like that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But we say all that. Just live your life. Live your life. And do what the fuck you want to do.
Pretty much.
But yeah, that's a good topic.
About black people are the most worst people.
Yeah, we're gonna have to talk about black people.
We gotta do that on live. Give them respect,
we gotta
get a couple people. We gotta be like family people.
It's like black folks against niggas and shit. Yeah. Like what Chris Rock said.
No, black. I can't put that in tight. They gonna play like this shit. Ain't they warning them?
I know we gonna do that. We gonna say. We'll say something so they can understand what Chris Rock said or some shit like that. But yeah. Y'all got anything else y'all want to talk about? Uh-huh. Mind's cleared. Any more Facebook posts we can laugh about? And Miguel! But yeah. This has been the Gen Talk Podcast. Hope y'all enjoyed the episode.
Yeah.
I want y'all to understand that your life matters. Don't let nobody bring you down. And get it by any means necessary. Don't stop until you get enough. Damn right. So, as always, we in the jungle, baby. Night.
Sweet.
Night.
Night. Let me end.
Yeah, we live and we lit, live and we lit. Speaking on a whole lot of different topics. Lit and we live, you know the vibe. Everybody can relate, from the female to the guys. You might catch a hangover on this. Might need a little something, something to chase it with. We gon' laugh and talk a whole lot of shh. Like to welcome you to the Gen Talk Podcast, let's get lit. This that Gen Talk, this that Gen Talk, this that sit down Gen.